when you get home, you put your feet up, and what do? You obviously create a fantastic website all about dragonflies. Now, apparently, they're just about to come into season. They're hatching soon, so people get ready. But the photos on the website, which Doug Overton has created, are just truly beautiful. At the moment, I'm staring at an emerald damselfly. And you can see all the details. You can see its big buggy eyes, but all the little hairs on his legs. You can see the fine veins in his wings. Absolutely stunning. Delighted to say that Doug is with me this morning. Morning to you, Doug.
Good morning, John.
Congratulations on the website. The photos on it are beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you very much.
How long have you been into your dragonflies and your damselfly then?
Well, the obsession, I suppose, for want of a better term, has been going on now for 6 or 7 years.
Right, and why them in particular? Is it because I sort of, you see them fleetingly, you see a brilliant flash of blue as a damselfly goes past, and you think, wow, that's incredible, and then you don't think any more of it, but you clearly did, got out your camera and started hunting them down.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it all kicked off about 6 or 7 years ago, about 10 years ago, actually. I was given a camera with a number of macro rings, an old 35mm film camera. And, of course, macro attachments enable you to get some very interesting close-up photography, magnified photography. And I quite literally got interested in wandering around photographing anything small. And, of course, insects fit the bill perfectly. And just by luck one day, after I'd been photographing grasshoppers in the forest, I found a magnificent dragonfly, and I took a photograph, or a few photographs, and they looked absolutely remarkable when I had them developed. From that point on, I just set my sights on photographing dragonflies and damselflies, and I built up a huge library of images and video as it sort of moved into later on. And having spoken to a lot of people at dinner parties and friends and associates about my hobby, I decided it'd be great to publish all of my images and all my video clips online in a place where everyone could go and have a look.
Absolutely. And also educate people about damselflies and dragonflies, because I had no idea there were so many in and around the New Forest.
Absolutely. I mean, the New Forest is arguably the richest location in the whole of the UK for seeing dragonflies and damselflies. There are about 28 species of the two, which account for somewhere in the region of 70% of all of the species that are available to see in the UK. And of course, the New Forest is quite diverse in terms of streams and bogs and ponds and lakes. So there's all manner of places you can go to get away from it all, get out in the sun and enjoy having a look at them.
Generally speaking, dragonflies are larger than damselflies, aren't they? Is that the easy way to recognise what's what?
Yeah, a dragonfly has a much broader and longer body, so that's the immediate differentiator. Damselflies are very dainty, small, thin creatures, but technically speaking, a dragonfly holds its wings out perpendicular to the body when it's resting or perching, and a damselfly will lay its wings back alongside its abdomen.
And they've got great names as well, you know, Ruddy Darter, Scarce Chaser, Four-Spotted Chaser, Downy Emerald. Great evocative names, haven't they?
Absolutely. And it's quite remarkable and very, very challenging. Some of these species are incredibly hard to photograph. And whilst you may see them, seeing a dragonfly and photographing it are two very, very different things. I spent a big part of yesterday out trying to capture what's called a hairy dragonfly. When I say capture, I mean take a photograph of it.
Yeah.
Which is quite a rare species, and a trip into East Dorset to an area known as Delph Woods, you can find these around about this time of year. So I'm out there up to my knees in bogs, getting horribly sunburned, and it evaded me. So despite 3 hours out there looking at these things, some of the species very, very rarely perch.
Yeah.
And it's obviously when they perch and they sit down on a stick or a branch, that's your opportunity to grab a shot. And if you're very lucky, you can get a mid-flight shot. Now, these are obviously incredibly hard. You need a very fast shutter. You need to be able to focus very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And this particular species makes that very, very challenging for a photographer.
But it's the colours and the detail of some of the photos and the dragonflies and damselflies that you've captured, where you can see you know, the veins, you can see the vivid colours, you can see the hairs on their legs, you can see literally right into their eyes.
Absolutely, and it's they are incredibly beautiful. Even some of the really tiny damselflies, it's not until you're really getting them under the microscope, which is effectively what a macro lens does, that you get to see just how vibrant and colourful they are. And you know, the flip side of that is some of them look quite terrifying when you get some of the larger dragonflies and you're zooming in. And one of my favourite photographs is of my particular favourite dragonfly, which is known as the golden ring, munching on a wasp.
Right.
Because they're quite aggressive predators and they will take some pretty large insects out of the air.
Yeah.
For their lunch.
I can see him perched on his stick and he does look absolutely terrifying. Something from outer space. Outer space, and he himself looks fairly similar to a kind of a wasp because he's striped with black and gold bands and he's devouring a little snack. Gene in Bournemouth wants to know whether dragonflies sting.
No, they don't. That's a myth, actually.
Is it?
It's quite a popular misconception that dragonflies either bite or sting. They have no stinging capacity at all.
Right.
In terms of biting, obviously they've got some jaws on them because they need them to munch into a wasp, for instance.
Yeah.
But the likelihood that a dragonfly will go anywhere near you, let alone take a bite of you, is very, very slim. They're extremely timid, and they're a lot more frightened of you than you are of them.
Okay, producer Alan's got a question. How long do they stay underwater before emerging? What's the life cycle of a dragonfly like?
Well, that's the interesting thing, of course. Everybody thinks of dragonflies as just when they're on the wing and they're flying about. The reality is that the smallest part of their life cycle is spent in the air.
Right.
And that the larval stage, after the eggs are hatched out, can last, well, in the most extreme cases, up to 4 years.
Wow.
Typically 1 to 2 years spent underwater as a predatory larva that goes around taking tadpoles and small fish. They're huge, quite fearsome-looking beasts. And when they finally hatch out and emerge, they'll be on the wing for a month, typically. Sometimes get a bit long in the tooth. You may see one for about 2 months before it will die. And that really is the shortest part of their life cycle.
It's incredible, isn't it, how they've got two such different parts of their life.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, one moment they're bobbing around in the bog, the next moment they're taken to the air. Is there one that you haven't captured which you're dying to capture, kind of the holy grail of your your collection?
Absolutely, and I think, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the hairy dragonfly is probably the holy grail.
I want to see a hairy dragonfly. The description sounds fantastic. Is he sort of slightly more hirsute than all the other dragonflies?
Well, I think once you get them under the microscope, because it's not actually a very large dragonfly. It's one of the smallest of the sort of orchids. And when you have a look at it very close up through the eyes of a macro lens, you will see that it has quite a hairy thorax. Certainly if one flew past you, it's not obvious it's hairy.
Well, listen, congratulations and well done on the website. It's an absolute stunner. And here's to many more happy hours searching for dragonflies in the New Forest. Doug, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
There we go. That's Doug Overton. Nice. And don't forget, the website is newforestdragonflies.com.
What's happening in the South?